With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The government has announced its intention to incorporate nuclear energy into the national energy mix in alignment with the SWAPO Party manifesto. This was said by International Relations and Trade Minister Salma Ashipala Musavi during an address to members of the diplomatic corps.
Namibia is a country that is well endowed with uranium. Hence, particular focus is being placed on exploring cooperation in nuclear energy with our bilateral partners. Such partnerships are expected to encompass multiple dimensions of nuclear cooperation, including nuclear power plants, training programs for capacity building, joint research initiatives on advanced nuclear fuels, and investment in specialized mining and processing infrastructure.
The Namibia Industrial Development Agency and the Namibia Food and Allied Workers Union, with support from the Ministry of Industrialization and Trade, have signed a settlement agreement on employee pay and conditions for the 2024-25 and 25-26 financial years. Vessel Nanuseb, the Senior Manager for Human Resources at NIDA, has more.
They declared a dispute of the Ministry of Labor because we could not settle initially. And then we then entered into negotiations and then we reached an agreement. We, on average, we made an adjustment on the salaries of staff of 5% for the financial year 2024-25 and then 25-26.
The South African National Defence Force will go ahead with joint naval exercises with Russia and China in November at the same time as the G20 summit. According to News 24, the drills will take place in the Western Cape and are likely to raise more tension with the United States, which recently cancelled its last military exercise with South Africa. Meanwhile, speaking at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in China, Russian President Vladimir Putin voiced support for Chinese leader Xi Jinping's push for a more fair and reasonable global governance system.
Vladimir Putin expressed hope that the dialogue between the SCO members would help lay foundation for a new security system in Eurasia to replace what he called obsolete Eurocentric and Euro-Atlantic models. He supported Chinese leader Xi Jinping's call to the SCO members to build a more fair, more reasonable global governance system. During talks on the sidelines of the SCO summit, Putin and EDA's leader Modi reaffirmed the special privileged strategic partnership their countries are developing, with Modi calling it the most important pillar of regional and global stability. Speaking on Ukraine, Russia's president said that the understanding reached during his August talks with U.S. President Trump in Alaska would open way to a peace in Ukraine. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.